Good morning, everybody. It is February the 18th. It's a Thursday. It is the third Thursday of the month, and with us this morning is Maritza from Bayfront Health. Good morning, Maritza.
Good morning.
And we have Dr. Justin Picardo, who has just joined Bayfront. He's the new vascular surgeon at Bayfront Medical Group. And welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody.
And you've come a long way around to get here. And
Yes.
You started in Argentina. That's where you're from.
Right.
And you did all your medical work there, and then you came to the States.
Right, and then I trained for general surgery in Pennsylvania, spent 5 years there, then I went to Cleveland.
Well, you got to be more specific, because there are people listening that are from there, and will call their aunts and uncles and find out about you.
Yeah, I'm sure you can do that.
Where were you in Pittsburgh?
Actually, outside of Pittsburgh, a town called Johnstown.
Yeah.
That's where the flood was. There's a hospital there, training, very nice people. Anybody's listening, hi to everybody there.
And you went back there?
And then after vascular surgery, I went back there. I love the people there, I love the staff, and I stayed there for 6 years, practicing 6 years vascular surgery with that community, yeah.
That'd be kind of neat, you train there, then you go back there. Was there a certain reason why you went? Was there a woman involved? Or was there a doctor involved?
Actually, it's funny because there was a man involved.
Oh,
And it was my partner in practice, James Treader, amazing individual. When you wonder what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
And that was the kind of person I wanted to be. So he was not that much older than me, but he had not only the skills surgically, but as a person, amazing. Or he is, actually. And so we hit it off very quickly, very well, and we were the Batman and Robin kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And
he was a farmer, huh?
Yeah. Yes, it's funny. He would say that. He would say that he was number first in his list is a farmer. And then he was a surgeon, and we had a beautiful time together, 6 years. And well, like everything has to come to an end. And he moved south to Virginia, and I moved even further south.
Yeah. With a vascular surgeon, what are some of the strong points that you look at in being a vascular surgeon? What are some of the strengths as a vascular surgeon?
Like I always say, any surgeon, they say you have to have the heart of a lion because you have to tolerate pain and suffering, but you have to have the hands of a woman. And the strengths are you have to be, in vascular surgery specifically, very careful, very, very subtle with your movements, nothing very brisk, nothing very rough.
Okay.
Everything has to be smooth. And so... But at the same time, you have to be assertive and strong. So I think that would be the ideal. That's, I think, how you should be.
Okay. Causes and symptoms of people with vascular problems. When you first meet somebody, like you met Tommy and I today, I know you were sizing us up, right? I mean, yeah. Most doctors do that. What are you looking at? What are you looking for with someone that's coming to you?
The interesting thing about vascular surgery is that the blood vessels are all over the body. So when you think about blood vessels, they're from the brain to your toes. Probably the most common complaint or issue is the legs, pain in the legs.
Okay.
So, and the pain in the legs is usually people can't walk as far as they wanted to walk before, and they think it's because of aging or they think it's because of back pain. And it's usually sometimes true, but many other times it's because of the blood vessels not working very well. So that's probably the most common complaint. It's leg pain when walking or when sleeping, cramping.
Bike riding
also, yes. And that is probably the number one complaint that we see as vascular surgeons.
Quick question, just to edify my brain, is do people who walk outside have more leg problems than people that walk on a treadmill?
That's a very good question. The truth of the matter is, I come from Pennsylvania, and I make my patients walk a lot. 6 months of the year, they cannot walk outside.
That's true.
Because of the snow and the weather. So they usually use a treadmill if they actually listen to what I say.
He's honest, Tommy.
Yes, he certainly is.
And they do have improvement when they walk on a treadmill. Now, the best thing in the world is to walk outside, for me, at least in my opinion, just because of everything. You get fresh air, get more stimulated. And I think there's no studies about this, but I think you can actually walk longer distances. But the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter how you walk, you just have to walk.
All right, T, you're a treadmill walker. Do you walk outside at all?
I used to.
Did you?
Yeah.
What stopped it?
Yeah.
The problem is the radio job that I have.
What about it?
The radio job.
You like walking in the morning?
I like walking early in the morning because by the time I get done here, it's 9:30, quarter of 10. The time I get home, it's 10 o'clock. The sun is up. It's too warm.
True.
So I go to the gym and do 2 miles on a treadmill at about 10, 15 degrees, something like that.
Well, that is perfect.
It's a mountain. So,
hey, Tom?
And 3-4 days a week.
Tom?
Yes, sir.
Walk to work.
There you go.
The way I-75 is shaping up out here with all these barricades, I think I will start walking to work.
We're with Dr. Justin Picardo this morning, our new vascular surgeon at Bayfront. Let's go right to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I got a quick question for you. He's talking about leg problems and stuff and vascular. Question is on restless leg syndrome. I'm outside working and on my feet most of the day. Is restless leg syndrome, could that possibly be blood flow, vascular?
That's a very, very interesting question. Actually, restless leg syndrome is usually due to a nerve issue. It's either the brain or the nerves going into the leg. And usually, most of the times, and again, in medicine, you never say always or never, but so usually, most of the time, is not due to a vascular problem. The vascular problem
That's interesting.
Yeah, vascular problems are usually manifested, or they show in people when they want to walk or they want to use their muscles, they can't because there's not enough blood.
And flowing
down to the leg. So the muscles just shut down or cramp down. So that is the most common presentation of vascular problems. So restless leg syndrome is not. I'm sorry you're going through that, though.
No problem. Thank you very much for your help.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Look, I have a question. When I got my Silver Sneakers card, I started using the treadmill quite a bit, but it was very boring. Now I do Zumba 5 times a week, and since I've been doing the Zumba, I've gone from 213 down to 183.5.
Congratulations. That's great.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling, Bob? How are you feeling?
Very boring.
How are you feeling?
I feel great.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Keep it up. All right. We're with Dr. Justin Picardo, who's new on the scene here in Port Charlotte. And just to clarify something that Dr. Picardo said earlier, your wife is going to be finishing up her residency, right?
Right. She's ear, nose, and throat. And she's at Akron, Ohio, finishing her training. So we'll see her in town and by the half of or middle of the summer, hopefully.
That's perfect. Right now it's 8:18, Tommy?
8:19.
That's what I was looking at. I was getting confused. Just had eye surgery Tuesday. Come on. All right, we're going to take a break right now. Tommy's got traffic and weather. We'll be back with Dr. Picardo and your questions. And we'll even ask Maritza one or two. We are back. Good morning, everybody. It's a Thursday morning. It's just 25 after the hour of 8 o'clock. Maritza's with us from Bayfront. Maritza, you've got a ton of stuff. I mean, I got the calendar from...
Yeah, that's March. We're still in February.
I know. What do you got going on?
Well, we're still in American Heart Month, so next week we have a lecture on heart failure and what you need to know. So you can attend that on Wednesday, February 24th from 5 to 6 p.m., Bayfront Health, Port Charlotte, and you can learn the signs, symptoms, and treatment options of heart failure. And then on the 29th, the following week, we've got our general surgeon at Bayfront Health Medical Group, Dr. Tiffany Shelton. She's going to be talking about stomach polyps and treatment might involve removing the polyp or monitoring for changes, and she'll be discussing that on the 29th from 5 to 6 p.m., and that's in Punta Gorda at the Bayfront Health Punta Gorda Medical Office Plaza. And you can call and register for these free events at 637-2497. And of course, you can always go to our website for more information.
And that number to call again, 637-2497. Check it out. I saw a word on the thing we sent, claudication?
What? Claudication. It's the fancy term for when people have pain in their legs when they walk. Window watchers, we call them. Because they people usually walk in the street, and in the old days, I guess they would stop on every window because they couldn't walk any further because of the pain.
Okay.
And it's very common on people with vascular disease in their legs.
We were talking earlier about what you looked at when you looked at a patient for the first time. Are there some signs and symptoms that you look for?
First of all, there are some risk factors for vascular disease. So, of course, we all know about smoking, how bad that is for you. But it's very bad for your blood vessels as well. But overweight, it's also another risk factor. And then, unfortunately, we always look at the legs. And we see if they have varicose veins, if they have color changes of the skin, if they have hair not growing in certain areas. So, yeah, those are the things we look at.
Now, see, Maritza, I didn't know that. And a girl at the clinic says to me, she says, well, you've got some vascular problems. She says, well, how do you know? She's got, you don't have any hair in your legs.
It won't grow.
It won't grow. And I went, well, wait a minute. I used to shave them when I was a kid. That didn't work. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Question for the vascular surgeon. Cramps in your legs. What does it do to, and what measures can you take to resolve the problem?
Very good question. Cramps is one of those things that can be caused by 1,000 things.
Yeah.
And we most of the times you never find out the cause. Cramps, however, can be caused by vascular problems, especially when they happen when you're using your legs, walking, biking, and sometimes even at night. Many people are okay during the day because they don't do a lot of walking or they don't use their legs a lot. They're very sedentary. And then when they go to bed, if you think about it, your legs are raised in bed, so they don't have the benefit of gravity for blood to go all the way down to their feet. So when they go to bed, they usually wake up at midnight or 2 or 3 in the morning with leg cramps and leg pains, and they could be because of vascular problems. It should be investigated. If it's not vascular problems, then we can say, well, it's one of those other 999 causes.
That's what I'm taking for leg cramps. Does that work for everybody?
So I've been shown a paper that says magnesium. The bloodstream has a lot of what we call electrolytes, which are different minerals that they have, and magnesium is one of them. And if they are in not properly balanced, yes, they can cause cramps.
Okay.
There was a quinine was also very famous or very popular in the days, and the FDA actually took the medication out of the market because it caused some heart issues.
Yep.
The funny thing is that you can buy quinine in the supermarket in a drink.
And tonic water, isn't it?
Tonic water. Yeah. And the dosage in a couple of cans of tonic water is a lot larger than the pill.
But you got to watch...
How much vodka you put in it.
Yeah, no. It wasn't that.
It wouldn't work, Maritza.
When I read the label, it was a fake quinine. It wasn't real quinine. It wasn't natural quinine. It was a fake. So be careful of that. I also heard magnesium and then potassium. Eat a banana.
Correct. Mm. Potassium is very important in nerve function and in muscle function. And if when it's in off balance, it can cause cramps.
Sir, have you ever had your blood tested for the electrolytes?
Yes. In fact, I just had a blood profile.
All right. Well, have them check out.
Most of it turned out fine.
But you're still getting the cramps?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Occasionally. Not all the time. Occasionally. Maybe once or twice, three times a month.
All right, get an appointment with Dr. Picardo. All
right, there you go.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, everybody. That's going to do it. Thank you, Maritza. Good show.
Yeah,
Dr. Picardo, welcome to the community.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. We'll be back with Tim Walco, the comedian, this weekend at Vasani's.